From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A second suspect has been arrested in Britain following the bombing of a London subway train. The man is a 21-year-old who was taken into custody in a suburb near Heathrow Airport. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old was taken into custody in the port area of Dover. Neil Basu is Britain's senior national coordinator for counter-terrorism policing.
We have identified 121 witnesses, and we've spoken to 100 of them already. Officers continue to trawl through many hours of closed-circuit television footage, and more than 180 videos and pictures have been sent to us by the public. We continue to take a large number of calls from the public through the confidential anti-terrorist hotline. And the public's help remains crucial.
Images of the bomb posted on social media appear to show a bucket on fire that had been placed inside a plastic bag close to a rail car door. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said Sunday in a statement that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. That decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. The move opens an avenue to form a reconciliation agreement in government. The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact. That's despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate the deal. The European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy said Saturday that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal. However, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted a different message shortly after the statement. She said the Paris Agreement has not changed.